وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والله غالب على امره ولكن اكثر الناس لا يعلمون سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. This verse in Quran is in Surah Yusuf, and actually the whole story of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam is an evidence of this ayah of Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghalib. Allah ta'ala predominates and overwhelmingly decides every single matter and affair according to His will and wish and idhn and irada. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ But the vast majority of people, they won't realize this. They will never know it. They will never accept it. And therefore they won't submit and bow to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will fail to submit and bow to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they will try to do what they want. They will try to make happen what they want to happen. So this is the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kibriyai of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the might, majesty, grandeur, splendor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whatever He wishes will happen, fa'alul lima yurid, He ultimately does whatsoever He wants. This is the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has many names. Like Allah ta'ala said in Quran, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا That to Allah ta'ala belong the infinitely beautiful names. Make dua to Allah ta'ala. Call upon Allah ta'ala. Know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have feelings in your heart for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based on His names. Many ulama have said that their asma, Allah Ta'ala's blessed names, point to two aspects of His sifat. One is His sifat of jamal, and one is His sifat of jalal. Normally this is what we talk about in Bayan, that Allah Ta'ala is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Ghafur, Al-Ghafar, Al-Ta'ib, Al-Kareem, Al-Afw. So many aspects of Allah Ta'ala's soft, gentle, merciful nature. Al-Ra'uf, Al-Hannan, Al-Mannan. But just like that, there are some other names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that point to His Jalal, His Azmat. Al-Aziz, Al-Jabbar, Al-Mutakabbir, Al-Akbar, Al-A'la, Al-Qahhar, Zu-Intikam, Zul-Jilali wal-Ikram. This is also part of our understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you must know that to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means to know Him as He has revealed Himself to be. To know Him as He wishes to be known. And that's a blessing from Allah Ta'ala. That's a hidayah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise people would be thinking on their own, what is Allah Ta'ala like? And that's what people out there do. And each of them comes up with their own God concept, their own idea. So in our deen, we don't have to think. We simply have to learn and know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He wishes Himself to be known, to know Allah Ta'ala as He has revealed Himself to be. And these are the Asma'ul Husna. So one aspect then that we're going to look at today is the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the majesty, might, grandeur, splendor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because in Ramadan, this is our mission, la'allakum tattaqoon, that we get taqwa. And one reason why we don't have taqwa is because the azmat of Allah ta'ala isn't in our heart. We all know about Him being Rahman and Rahim, and we all make tawbah. We're good at our tawbah, but we're bad at our taqwa. We're good at our tawbah, that's why we showed up. But we're bad at our taqwa. Why? Because maybe we're become exclusively aware of the merciful nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we've become less aware of the majestic nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala ki rahmat ka itna hum waqif hain, magar itna Allah ta'ala ki azmat ke waqif nahi hain. To azmat-e-ilahi ka na waqif hone ki wajah se taqwa mein kami aati hai. Rahmat-e-ilahi ki waqfiyat ki bina par tawbah mein kami nahi aati. So we have to increase in our knowledge of the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now if you look in salah, in ibadah, it's all about the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. you begin salah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Not Allahu Rahman, not Allahu Rahim, Allahu Akbar. When the Mu'adhin calls Allahu Akbar, when the person, you can't even move in salah unless you say Allahu Akbar. Other than one incident of Sami Allahu Liman Hamida, otherwise every time you want to go on sajda, say Allahu Akbar. You want to get up from that sajda, say Allahu Akbar. You want to go for another sajda, say Allahu Akbar. At every step you must mention the kibriyai of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it was the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that after completing salah also then he would say Allahu Akbar, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Why? He just prayed salah, he just did ibadat. The azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah ta'ala is greater than any worship we can offer. Allah ta'ala is greater than any dua we can make. Allah ta'ala is greater than any zikr we can make. Then you see in ruku, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, al-Azim, azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In sujood, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, al-A'la, azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Akbar, al-Azim, al-A'la. How many times have we said this in our life? When are we going, our hearts going to really live like that and feel like that? That really Allah ta'ala is al-Akbar. He's Akbar greater than my desires, greater than my wishes. He's A'la, he's above and exalted my fancies and my false ideologies. He's Azim. His Hukam is Azim. His Quran is Azim. His Deen is Azim. As opposed to my own plan and wish and fancy, taking that as Azim. So this is very important that we must understand the Azmat and Kibriyai of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Azmat and Kibriyai of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, just like Allah Ta'ala's mercy is indescribable, His shan, His azmat, Allah Ta'ala's maqam, His status and rank and splendor are absolutely beyond any description and words. But when you think about all of that, and then notwithstanding that azmat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to create us, He chose to give us hidayah, He chose to guide us, so it just means something. This is a very big blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you are so azim, but still you give me tawfiq. You are so azim, but still you remember me. You are so azim, but you gave me tawfiq for iman. You gave me tawfiq for salah. You gave me tawfiq for saum. Now, when you know and remember the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it helps us do what we were talking about yesterday also. How to stop the nafs from sin. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Man khafa maqama rabbihi wa naha an-nafsa anil hawa. Man khafa. So when you know about the jamal of Allah Ta'ala, the feeling that comes is muhabbat and ishq. And when you know about the jalal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the feeling that comes is khawf and khashiyya. There are two master feelings in our heart. The heart of a mu'min has to have two feelings. Intense love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and intense fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Level one, for the ordinary believer, intense love will come when they reflect on the jamal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and intense fear will come when they reflect on the jalal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, it can be another way. Second level is you can actually have fear of Allah Ta'ala when reflecting on His Jamal, and you can have love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when reflecting on His Jalal. How is that? To fear Allah Ta'ala due to His Jamal, so that Allah Ta'ala is Rahman. Oh, first let me do the level one. So, man khafa maqama rabbihi, that person who has khawf, who is afraid of that day that they will stand in front of their Rabb. Wo apne Rabb ki peshi se darte hain. Us din ko yaad karte hain jab main khada hokar pesh hona padega. Bas us peshi se dar jate hain. What does it mean? They're not even strong enough to fear Allah Ta'ala yet. This is not the high level. It's man khafa rabbahu. Actually should have been man khafa rabbahu, who fears their Rabb. But actually first level is they fear the hisab in front of their Rabb. They fear standing in front of their Rabb. They fear being taken to account in front of their Rabb. They fear the day of judgment. That's the first level. That's the first level. And that's even one level below that. Is for us in this world, people have fear of humiliation, fear of degradation. So many times sin will bring with it zillat. So a person may stay away from sin due to the fear of the zillat and the humiliation in this world. Second, they may stay away from sin due to the fear of humiliation on the day of judgment. They may stay away from sin for that reason. Then, higher than that would be pure fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not even fear of what would happen on the Day of Judgment, because you're afraid of the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're afraid that what if Allah ta'ala sends His anger and wrath upon me? That's why in Salah Surah Al-Fatiha, what do we say? غير المغذوب غير المغذوب عليهم. Ya Allah, we never want to be amongst those people who You're angry with. We fear Your anger. Can you imagine how many times Allah ta'ala makes a person say this in their lifetime? Thousands and thousands and thousands of times a person will say this. So it's said in order to develop a fear of the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart. Then the fear of the jamal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who can do this, man khafa maqama rabbihi wa naha nafsa anil hawa, they will be able to stop their nafs. It's fear that helps us stop our nafs from doing the sin in the first place. It's love that after we do the sin makes us turn to Allah ta'ala in tawbah. So that's level one. Level two is that a person fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to his jamal. Because Allah ta'ala is ar-Rahman. Because of that they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What type of fear is that? That is the fear of disappointing Allah ta'ala. A fear of being untrue to such a true Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala mentioned that in the Quran. Man khashiya ar-Rahman bil-ghayb. That person who fears Allahu Rahman bil-ghayb. When they can't see Allah ta'ala. Bil-ghayb. When they're alone and no one is around. Allah is unseen, they're unseen. Man khashiya ar-Rahman bil-ghayb. اب آپ سوچیں جب اللہ تعالیٰ نے اپنے الرحمن والی صفت کا تذکرہ کیا قرآن میں اور فعل بولا خشیہ تو جس کے دل میں خشیت آ جائے جب وہ اپنے رب کو الرحمن جانے تو اس کے دل کا کیا عالم ہوگا اگر وہ اپنے رب کو العظیم العزیز الجبار جانے من خشی الرحمن so that person who fears Allah Ta'ala so much when they reflected on his attribute of being الرحمن then imagine how much fear that person would have in their heart if they were to remember that Allah Ta'ala was العظیم العزیز الجبار. So this is fearing Allah Ta'ala due to His Jamal. Now loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to His Jamal. So that's, I think, easy to understand. Obviously we would love Allah Ta'ala because He's a being who forgives us, who pardons us, who overlooks us. He's Sattar. We would love Allah Ta'ala. He conceals and covers our sin. We would love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. To love Allah Ta'ala because He is Al-Azim, because He is Al-Akbar, because He is Al-Jabbar. This is another way of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we love Allah Ta'ala for His Zaat and His Sifat. So His Azmat is one of His attributes. So you love to have in this world also, you love to have something that's great. That's why in marketing they love to tell you the greatest. In America in particular, marketing is just extreme. Every cereal box, the greatest cereal. The best bread. Everything is the best and everything is the greatest. Everything is the best, the greatest. Because it's human nature. It's human nature to be attracted to what is the best and what is the greatest. So when you realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the single greatest, the one and only, the one and only being of complete majestic perfection and splendor, it makes you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. And it makes you, when you learn deen, and you learn sharia, and you learn sunnah, then you will know that the deen is the greatest, the deen is the best. When you feel the azmat of deen, azmat of shariat, you will follow it lovingly. Because you realize that this is truly the best way of life. It's the best code of life, the best pattern of life, the best nazm of life. That you will love to do it. Oh, that's our human nature. You go to a single course and a single professor and you think he designed the course well. So you love to study. You're happy. You happily, lovingly study because you think the course is well designed or the professor teaches well. Where Allah Ta'ala designed Quran, Sunnah, Sharia perfectly according to His perfection. That's part of His azmat. That's part of His sha'an. So you will love to follow deen and sharia more when you know and understand it more. So this is ways of having the love and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we don't have the azmat of Allah ta'ala in our heart, then there is something else that can become azim, and that's called our nafs. Inna nafsa la ammaratun bisu'i illa ma rahma rabbi. Also Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, same surah, same story. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, he said this. Allahu Akbar. Imagine if he said that, then how much should me and you think like that? He was a Nabi Masoom, absolutely free and safe and protected from all sin. But he knew that if Allah Ta'ala hadn't made me a Nabi, and this woman had come and enticed and seduced me, then surely my nafs would have gotten the better of me. And it also means that even though he was a Nabi, his nafs still tried. Just like shaitan also still tries. Shaitan tried to do waswas on Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar kabira. So then if we don't have the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will have the azmat of nafs in our heart. Then we will do whatever the nafs says. We will view the nafs plans and wishes and desires and pleasures to be great. It's our choice. Either you believe in Allahul Azim and you submit to Him, otherwise you will be stuck with An-Nafsul Azim, An-Nafsul Azima, An-Nafsul Ammara. That nafs that commands a person to do sin. This is why Allah Ta'ala, He gave tashbih of the nafs with a false ilah in Quran. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهُهُ هَوَى. That aren't you amazed at that person who has taken their nafs as their God? Their nafs, the hawa of their nafs, the slight whispers, whims, fancies, desires of their nafs as their ilah. To take something as ilah, you must think it's azim. You wouldn't take it as your ilah unless it was azim. You wouldn't take it as a deity or God unless you thought it was tremendous. So this person has taken the hawa of their nafs, the slight whims and fancies and desires of their nafs as an ilah. So this is up to us. There's two chances, two choices. Either we view Allah Ta'ala as adeem, and if you don't, automatically the nafs will become adeem. For some people, the dunya will be adeem. Their plans, their wishes, their jobs, their careers, their dreams, their aspirations, owning a house, building a house. I've actually met people who talk like that, that they spend their whole life for the sake of one house. Puri zindagi. Ye kehte hain ki bas apna makan hona chahiye. Ye, I mean, halal tarike se kamaye aur kare, wo alag cheez hai. Har waqt soch aur fikr ho, wo alag cheez hai. Dekhiye, har waqt soch fikr hone se ghar jaldi nahi banna. Ek aur eet bhi ki izafa nahi hoga. Wo aapki kamaye aur lagat se wo ghar banega. Magar har waqt uski soch aur fikr ho, all the time thinking, I must have my own house. I must have my own house. Finally, when they're 60s, I literally met a person, that's why I always remember this. In his 60s, he finally got his own house. Oh, his father passed away. Mother, Allahu A'lam, was alive or passed away. But it was his life mission. He's in his 60s and he owns his own property and house. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and I told you before, that the awsat, the average age of this ummah, is in the 60s. So this person can enter their grave at any time, and their greatest life accomplishment and achievement is not taqwa. It's this, that they got their house. Now, I'm not trying to be mean. This is how they were presenting it to me, as a huge, huge achievement of theirs. It had a lot of azmat for them. It was an azim thing that they did. That's ordinary, mundane dunya. This is just part of life. We cannot have so much love for dunya in our heart. And the sign for that also is a person's fears. Whatever you view to be as azim, as tremendous, you will have tremendous fear if you miss out on it. So there was a fear in this person that what if he passed away without owning his own home. There was a fear there. There was a very conscious fear of failure. But actually our fear should be of failing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. Sometimes we have to explain what khawf means. What does it mean to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because sometimes some of us might think, no, I love Allah ta'ala and I fear Allah ta'ala. So to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means that you tremble out of fear. Allah ta'ala ko darne ko kaamp na kehte hain. Jo kaampte nahi hai, wo darta nahi hai. To fear Allah Ta'ala means to tremble, shiver, quiver out of fear. That the fear grips you. The fear shakes you. The fear changes you. The fear stops and prevents you from doing a sin. That's called fear. We don't know what fear is. Fear, you ask the student if he thought he was going to get an F, that's called fear. You take it more, you ask the man who's going to lose his business, that's called fear. You ask the person who is in a near miss, hit, miss accident, that's called fear. This is called fear. You have to have that grips. It says my heart was gripped in fear. I felt like my heart stopped in fear. Ya Hamakullah. I felt like my heart stopped in fear. That's called fear. But fear of Allah Ta'ala won't stop the heart. Fear of Allah Ta'ala will stop the nafs. That's what you will say, that my nafs was gripped. My nafs was paralyzed due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like an ordinary person's heart and body gets paralyzed due to some worldly fear. So that's called fear. When fear grips the believer, then they're able to stop their nafs. They're able to stop their nafs from its hawa, able to stop their nafs from its unlawful desires. Now, man khashiya rahmana bil ghayb, one meaning is that Allah Ta'ala is unseen. Second meaning is that you are alone and you are unseen to other members of creation. At that time is when a person must have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because most people do sin when they are alone. Most people. There are people who they do sin openly. That in our deen is called fasiq. Fasiq means that person who does sin in the open without any shame, without any remorse, without any jijak, without any hesitation. Most people, especially people who would sit in itikaf, will not be able to do sin like that. We will do sin secretly, even with hesitation. Even with hesitation. And it will take time for us. But nafs, no problem, have to wait. Nafs will work on you slowly. Nafs is like slow poison. It will see your hesitation and say, okay, fine. He's got a little bit of hesitation today. Kal se. We'll get him tomorrow. The nafs will keep working. It will chip away, whittle away at your hesitation until a person then goes for that sin. Person goes for that sin. So the only way to stay away is to constantly be fearful. You might be afraid one night, the next night the nafs will come right back. You have to be afraid on the second night. You have to be afraid on the third night. You have to be afraid on the fourth night. You might feel some fear when you cross paths with the first girl on campus. But from what I understood, there are about 4,000 or 5,000 of them on campus. Allahu Akbar. 4,000 to 5,000. 4,000 to 5,000 of them. Allahu Akbar Kabira. SubhanAllah. You need constant fear. You need istiqamat on fear. Other than nafs will wait. Nafs will wait. First time he's scared, second time, how long will he be scared of Allah Ta'ala? As soon as you are less scared of Allah Ta'ala, the nafs will bounce. So normally what happens to people after itikaf is when they leave itikaf, they have some fear. They have a fear in their heart, they don't want to sin. They tried their best, they're really afraid of sinning. And then they do the first sin, the first mistake. When they do the first sin, the fear goes down. They become a little bit relaxed. Then they do the second sin. Then the fear goes down. They become more relaxed. They do the third sin. Plus 2-3 sins, the fear is gone. 10 days and nights they spend trying to get that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear of sinning. In a few sins, it was gone. So this khawf, khashiyah, the person needs istiqamat on it. That's a lot. It's not just a little fear. Istiqamat. You know, you might not even have istiqamat on muhabbat, but you need to have istiqamat on khawf and khashiyat. Because if you feel a little bit of lack of love for Allah Ta'ala, nothing will happen. You won't end up in sin. But if you feel a little lapse of fear, lack of fear, the nafs will take you to sin. So it's actually more important to have istiqamat on khawf and khashiyat. And that's what we lack. That's what we lack. It will take a whole long bayan on Jahannam to make us feel some fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Darnani. Yeah. It takes a whole long tazkir of Yawm al-Qiyamah for us to feel the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It takes one or two lines, one, two ayat, one hadith, maybe even one poem to make us feel the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have more istiqamah than our muhabbat. What we're missing is istiqamat and our khashiyat and khawf. How many times can you listen to a 1 hour bayan on Jahannam? You'd be lucky to listen to it once. If we do it, we'll get out of your blood and we'll start running. If someone has the Quran of the Jahannam about the ayat and starts reading one after one, وہ سنانے والے کے لئے بھی بڑی ہمت ہونے پڑے گی سننے والے کے لئے بھی بڑی ہمت ہونے پڑے گی You would need a lot of strength and endurance to hear a bayan on Jahannam. I don't think in my whole life I've ever given a bayan on Jahannam. Allahu Alam. I don't think I ever had that strength. It was heavy. Very heavy. Allahu Akbar Kabira. But you need istiqamat on that. You know, Sayyidina Rasulullah, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to talk about Jahannam to Sahaba Ikram. That's so strange. Me and you should be talking about Jahannam to each other. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in to talk about Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. They used to actually have, they had more fear. Sahaba had more fear of Jahannam than me and you do. Because me and you are high risk of Jahannam. And they, alhamdulillah, were preserved from Jahannam radiallahu anhum wa radu an. So we, our problem is we become fearless believers. Fearless, we're not loveless. Alhamdulillah, it's very hard for a believer to become loveless. When they become loveless, pretty much they become agnostic or atheist. Not loveless, but they became fearless. As soon as we became fearless, we became sinning believers. Sinning believers. In Quran, there's really no category like that. In Quran, the only mixed category is munafiq. Half iman, half kufr. There's no category like that in Quran. There's fasikun and there's salihun. There's no mixed category. Ye humne banaya. Ye humne banaya mixed category. Partially saleh, partially fasik. There's no word for that in Quran. Munafiq there is. Partial mu'min, partial kafir. Allahu Akbar kabira. Here there's no one word for it, but there is a verse, inshallah. There is a verse. I will do that for you, inshallah. There is one verse in Quran for people like you and me that sometimes we do hasana, sometimes we do sayya. We'll do it for you in bayan, inshallah. But there's no single word for that. So if we don't have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will not be able to stay away from sin. Now what happens if a person got that fear? So finish that ayah. Man khashir rahmana bil ghaybi huja'a bi kalbim munib. And so what happens when they could bring to Allah Ta'ala qalbum munib? This is a heart that yearns for Allah Ta'ala. Inabat illallah, a heart that desires Allah Ta'ala. A heart that's missing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A heart that's seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A heart that's longing and yearning and loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what does it mean? As soon as the person felt fear, when Allah ta'ala accepted that fear, he changed it into love. Abi started with khashiyat, it became inabat. Started as khashiyat, it became inabat. So that's why Imam al-Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala also wrote beautifully that fear of Allah ta'ala doesn't mean you should be scared of Allah ta'ala the way you're scared of a harmful snake or scorpion. It's not like that. It's a fear that's born out of love. It's a fear that's born out of His mercy, man khashiyar rahman. And it's a fear that turns into love. From khashiyah to inabat. Waja'a biqalbin munib. Allahu Akbar kabira. So the fear is just a stepping stone. Now what happens in Jannat, in Jannat there's no fear. There's only love. In Jannat there's no fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's only love. Allahu Akbar kabira. So that means that if there's no fear in Jannat, all the fear should have been in the dunya. All the more critical for us to feel that fear in dunya. Ye khauf e khuda ye hai dunya ki cheez. Ye dunya mein apnana hai. Iske liye mohabbat hai, ye jannat mein bhi chalta rahega. We have to have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. Fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. For that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's what's called taqwa. That's what's called taqwa. La'allakum tattaqoon. Taqwa comes from fear. If you have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can have taqwa. And the more beloved we are, Allah ta'ala says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ, that have taqwa as much as you are capable. As much as you can. Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. That the most honored of you to Allah Ta'ala are the ones who have the most taqwa. So as much as we can, and we'll get as much belovedness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is also a rub between fear and love, because the lover wants to be the beloved. So the way the lover of Allah ta'ala becomes the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not through his love, it's through his fear. Through his love, he becomes lover. Yani ishq se banda muhib ban jata hai, khauf se phir aage mahboob ban jata hai. Ishq se mahboob nahi banta, ishq se muhib banta hai. Ishq se muhib ban gaya, ab aage mahboob banna chaha. Ab mahboob banne ke liye khauf e khuda, khishyat e ilahi apnana padega. So from feeling of love, a person becomes lover, and if they want, and then it's natural. It's natural and necessary for a lover to want to become beloved. The lover cannot remain without becoming beloved. So then the fear is born out of love. And the fear ends in belovedness. To khauf e khuda, khishyat e ilahi, muhabbat aur mahboobiyat ke darmiyan ki cheez hai. Allah Ta'ala ne khauf e khuda, khishyat e ilahi ko ishq muhabbat mein lipet liya. Uski ibtida muhabbat hai aur intiha mahboobiyat hai. That's what it means, the relationship between fear and love. It means in English that the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in between the love of the lover and the belovedness of the beloved. It's the bridge. It's the bridge. So if you truly love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will truly want to be his beloved. So it's the true love that gives rise to the true fear. So that means if we don't truly fear Allah ta'ala, it means we do not truly love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was our myth. Ye hum dhoka de rahe the apne aap ko. Main aashiq hoon. To kya kar sakta hoon? Aashiq nahi hai. You cannot consider yourself that you truly love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until we truly fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the true sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you were to take all of the other anbiya, all of the sahaba, all of the sahaba of all of the other anbiya, all of the awliya, and put all their love for Allah Ta'ala on one side, and put the love for Allah Ta'ala in the heart of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the other side, this would be heavier side. And he said, Na Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved Allah Ta'ala more than all anbiya, sahaba, awliya combined. And similarly, if you were to take the fear of Allah Ta'ala in the heart, one heart of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and put that on one side, and then the fear of Allah Ta'ala of the other anbiya alayhim as-salam ajmain, sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajmain, awliya karam rahmatullahi alayhim ajmain, on the other side. One Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feared Allah Ta'ala more than all the other anbiya, sahaba, awliya combined. Yes, this is also sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we are from his ummah. So we want to have more love for Allah Ta'ala, but we also want to have more fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes what happens to us is that we keep increasing in our love, but we don't keep increasing in our fear. That's why we don't become more beloved. We might increase in our love. We hear poetry, it increases our love. We hear some Quran, it increases our love. But we don't increase in our fear. So actually, you'll be stuck then. You'll be stuck. The way to truly progress in deen is to increase in our fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in one place Allah Ta'ala said, "Mastata'tum," that you should have taqwa as much as you are capable. And another place Allah Ta'ala said, "Ittaqullah haqqa tuqati," that you should have taqwa as it is Allah Ta'ala's haqq over you, as it is Allah Ta'ala's right over you. Allahu Akbar Kabira. That's even harder. That's even harder. To fear Allah Ta'ala as he deserves to be feared. To be aware of Allah Ta'ala as one should be wary of him. To remember Allah Ta'ala as much as one should. Haqqa tuqati. Ittaqullaha haqqa tuqati. Allahu Akbar Kabira. That's a difficult task. But that's deen. That's deen. So it's only when you reach for that, that you will be able to get taqwa. Our problem is that we only want whatever fear is comfortable. اتنا ڈرنا چاہتے ہیں کہ کانپنا نہ آئے. میں اتنے میں ڈر سکتا ہوں, جو کانپنے والی جب شروع جاتا ہے نا پھر میں بھاگ جاتا ہوں. وی وانٹ ٹو فیئر اللہ تعالیٰ ایز مچ ایز کمفرٹیبل. نو دیٹس ناٹ انف, دیٹ وونٹ بی انف. یو ہیو ٹو فیئر اللہ تعالیٰ مور, یو ہیو ٹو فیئر اللہ تعالیٰ مور سچ دیٹ یور سنز بیکم انکمفرٹیبل فار یو, سچ دیٹ آور عادات ایون سم آف دیم ول بیکم انکمفرٹیبل فار اس. Sitting with people might even become uncomfortable with us. Sometimes you have to fear Allah Ta'ala so much, you have to push it. You have to push the fear to the limit. This comfort zone that we like to stay in, it's not going to work. Because the nafs is comfortable in the comfort zone. Nafs is very comfortable when we're in the comfort zone. When we push ourselves, then the nafs starts getting shaken up. Alhamdulillah, in Ramadan, last 10 days, Ramadan, itikaf, a person pushes himself, whether a person is sitting in itikaf or not. But the point is, in the last 10 days, you should push oneself. Take oneself out of the comfort zone. Try to get more fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart, and more fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. More fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart, and more fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. There are some sins that a person should be more afraid of. There are some sins that a person should be more afraid of. The ulama, they used to call these sins kaba'ir. Like Imam al-Zahabi, rahimahullah ta'ala, he compiled a list of kaba'ir. How did they decide? Strictly speaking, no sin should be called saghira, kabira. All sins are huge because you're sinning against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they decided this way, that the ulama looked that if there's any verse in Quran or any hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam where there's wa'id or zajr, it means that there's any type of punishment or threat or chastisement, anything to instill more fear in a person, if they do that sin was listed as kaba'ir. But that means we also have to have that feeling. And we should also be more afraid of those sins than we are afraid of the saghair. We should feel more fear in our heart for the kabair than we feel for the saghair. This comes with having more knowledge of deen. Imam al-Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala said that this is the true sign of ilm, that a person fears Allah ta'ala more. إِنَّمَا يَقْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Allah Ta'ala said in Quran that those people who truly fear Allah Ta'ala, مِنْ عِبَادِهِ, from His worshipful servants and slaves, they will be called al-ulama. یعنی علماء کوئی نصاب کا نام نہیں ہے. علماء اس علم والے کو کہتے ہیں کہ اس علم کے ذریعے سے اس کی سینے میں خشیت الہی آگے, اس کو عالم کہتے ہیں. اب ہو سکتا ہے ہم الفاظ کے عالم ہو, ابھی تک خشیت نہیں آئے, وہ ہم الفاظ کے عالم ہیں, اللہ تعالیٰ کے عالم نہیں بنے. So the true scholar, true knowledge of deen is to know how to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the real knowledge. That's the beneficial knowledge. That's ilm al-nafi. What do we say? Well, I want ilm al-nafi. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka minka ilm al-nafi. And another dua, A'udhu baka min ilm la yanfa bihi. Allah, I seek refuge in that knowledge that doesn't benefit. I seek of you knowledge that does benefit. What does it mean? So what's the difference? Both of them are equally knowledgeable. Both of them know the meaning, the translation, the commentary. The difference is that one knowledge leads to fear and the other one had no effect. So the nafa, the faida, the benefit, the samra of ilm is khawf and khashiyah. It's fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those of us who study deen or we have ilm of deen, we should be scared of this, nothing else. This itself should make us scared. But how is it that I learned so much deen and I didn't put any fear in my heart? What happened? Something happened along the way. How did it happen? How can it be possible? We move from first year to second year in ilm, but we remain first year in our fear. Then we move to third year in ilm, we're still in first year in fear. We move to fourth year in ilm, we're still in first year in fear. That's wrong. That's a problem. But we don't realize that. So we're so happy, oh, look at these big books I'm studying and look at the big knowledge I have. And with 1 year somebody will call me Maulana, another year somebody will call me Mufti, after that they'll call me Shaykh, next they're going to call me Hazrat. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Huh? La haula wa la billah. The question is, Allah Ta'ala see fear in your heart? جاننے والے بھی کم ہیں مگر ڈرنے والے اور بھی کم ہیں. جاننے والے بھی کم ہیں, یہ بھی غنیمت ہے. جاننا, دین کا علم جاننا بھی غنیمت ہے, مگر وہ کتنی غنیمت ہے اگر اس علم جاننے سے اللہ کے ڈر دل میں نہیں آئے. اب اس کو کیسے, کتنی غنیمت ہے. It's just intellectual erudition, just for education and information. We have to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear is the asl. Fear is the asl of the abid. Fear is the asl of the alim. Fear is the asl of the mu'min. Now imagine if you just have to fear Allah ta'ala for a few years, and Allah ta'ala wants to bring us to a place, Jannah, where there's no fear. Allah ta'ala says, لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. No fear. لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ. No fear. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. No huzn, no sorrow, no grief, no worry, no despair. Allahu Akbar Kabira. But in this life, khawf of Allah ta'ala and huzn, sorrow and worry, if I don't do my a'mal, don't do well in my deen, a fikr, a concern. Better to have fear and concern in this life and have an everlasting afterlife free of fear and concern, as opposed to try to live this life happy-go-lucky. Happy-go-lucky, jolly and merry. That's what people want. Happy-go-lucky, jolly, merry means no fear, no concerns. But then there'll be a lot of fear in the Day of Judgment, and there'll be a lot of concerns you have to deal with in Akhirah. It's our choice. Every person has to make that choice. Every person has to make that choice. So at the very least, now here that's a list of sins, the kaba'ir, but that's available. You should find that list. Maybe one of our friends will make it available to you. Maybe not. Allahu alam. They're also busy in itikaf. But the kaba'ir, you should at least know and look and try to feel fear. Look, you should, this is sometimes you should look at lists of sins. You know, people, they go to the zoo and they look at the snake and they feel fear. Some people, even as a mushrik, they go to the graveyard. This is also sunnah, that you go to the graveyard cemetery so that you feel some fear. Sometimes you should also look at a list of sins. Or maybe make a little checklist and see, how many am I going to check? How many did I ever do even once in my life? Aap pencil uthaye, aap hairan honge. حیران ہوں گے کہ ان میں سے کتنے میں نے کتنے دفعہ اپنی زندگی میں کیا. بندہ حیران ہو جاتا ہے. Yes, you will be amazed if you see that list, inshallah, of kabair, and you make it a checklist and you check and see how many times I've done how many of these, you would be amazed. But we walk around, we think, میں تو کبیرہ گناہ نہیں کرتا. We're walking around like that. First get the list. First get the list. Don't use it on anybody else. Use it on yourself only. Get the list. Mark yourself. Get down. Khud mark kar apna. And then decide. If you think, want to think like this, then nahi, main to kabira guna to nahi karta. Aapko kya pata hai? Aapko hosh nahi hai. Baaki hame hosh nahi hai. Hum kitne dafa, kitne kabira guna kar chuke hain, hosh hi nahi hame. Ye ek dhokha mein pad rahe hain. نہیں میں تو ہوں کم از کم کبیرہ گناہ نہیں کرتا, تھوڑا بہت نماز وغیرہ پڑھتا ہوں. مارکنگ کریں تو صحیح, کرتے نہیں, ہوش نہیں. ریئلی یو ول بی ان فور اے شاک. وی ہیو ٹو گیو آر سیلف دیز شاکس, ادروائز یو نو غرور, وی اینڈ اپ ان غرور. غرور مینس وی اینڈ اپ ان ڈیلوژن, ڈیسیپشن. وی اسٹارٹ تھنکنگ you, a little bit of cloth, a little bit of hair. What's cloth and hair? A little bit of cloth, few feet of cloth and few inches of hair. Allahu Akbar. It's just all the more for Jahannam to burn if we're stuck in kabair. That's all it is. Itni si baat. We should be scared. Scared of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Scared. I'm really thinking about this more. Yeah, वैसे अल्लाह ताला ने हमें बात डाली, ये लिस्ट होने चाहिए, ये तो बार बार देखने चाहिए, ये तो फ्रेम करने चाहिए, अपने घर में लगाने वाली चीज है. You should have that list. Be amazed. I'm remembering the first time I saw that list. I first time saw this list in 1992 or 1993. Somebody had translated this list in English. It was just a list, no explanation, commentary, just the list. And I happened to come across it when I was studying in university. Oh, Allahu Akbar Kabira. Self-marking. It's difficult. Very difficult. You have to be afraid. You have to do things to make yourself afraid. This is another thing. For us, love, for many of us, love for Allah Ta'ala can come naturally, can come easily. We're going to have to do something. Kuch harkatein, kuch tarike, kuch zaraye apnane padenge. Taki ye dil kisi tarah kaapna shuru hai. You'll have to do something to make your heart tremble in fear of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. You know, just like that person who's so physically sick that they have to get that electric thing put on them to make their heart start working. We're so numb to the fear of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, we need something to jolt us, to blast us into feeling some fear of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Otherwise it doesn't come. It doesn't come. It doesn't come. Okay, Imam Ghazali Rahimahullah Ta'ala was saying that a person, the more knowledge they have, and the sign that a person has true knowledge, is that it increases their fear of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Now the love part, to love Allah Ta'ala because He's Azim, that part also, that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, because of His Azmat, anything that has nisbat with Allah Ta'ala becomes Azim. So you may hear us say Quran Azim, Quran Azim, Quran Majid, Kaaba Azim, Azmat, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ta'ala himself said in Quran, la'ala khuluqin azim. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his khuluq means his akhlaq, his sifat, his personality, character, disposition, temperament, makeup is azim. Allah al-Azim calls him azim in Quran al-Azim. Allahu Akbar Kabira sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ajeeb. So Azim Quran, Azim Nabi, Azim Ummat. And the mu'min because of their iman, they're also Azim for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jis tarah humare dil mein apne Rab ki azmat hona chahiye, humare Rab mein humare iman ki azmat hai. Allah Ta'ala values greatly and esteems tremendously the iman that is in a person's heart. In iman that is in a person's heart. So they become Abdullah. If they are truly Abdullah, they're Azim. Allah Ta'ala sends, look the Sa'im, look at the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How Azim is the fasting person. Allah Ta'ala tells all of his makhluk, the birds and the air and the fish and the oceans and the microorganisms to make dua for his maghfirah. Just the act of fasting is so azim to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All makhluk, all creation is making dua and maghfirah for the person who is fasting. Allahu Akbar. Kazmat is azim. Allah ta'ala takes it tremendously. Allah ta'ala esteems it highly. Allah ta'ala views it greatly. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Achieve. Then if a person truly becomes Abdullah, then they become so azim to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides, okay, now you must live in Jannah forever. You must live in Jannah forever. Allahu Akbar. Allah ta'ala, you should live forever. You will live forever. I live forever. Allah ta'ala will live forever because He lives on His own. Al-Hayyul Qayyum. We will live forever because Allah Ta'ala wants us to live forever. Out of His izn, His hukam, His amr, kun fa yakun. You imagine how azim that guest is that you want them to stay with you forever. That's what you say to somebody. That, oh, I wish you didn't just come for one or two days. I wish you stayed here forever. It was azim guest. How azim is that muttaqi salih mu'min that Allah Ta'ala wants him to stay as his guest in Jannah forever. Allahu Akbar Kabira. His azmat. Azmat. So this is when some have this nisbat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many times you give this example of being Khalifa. Khalifa. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, it was a big duty. He became Khalifatul Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He became Khalifa. It's not easy to be the Khalifa of the Prophet. But what are we? Allah Ta'ala told Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Inni ja'ilun fil ardi Khalifa. That I'm placing you and all of humanity as Khalifatullah fil ard. O Khulafa Rashidun wa Khalifatul Rasul fil ard. Every human being was supposed to be Khalifatullah fil ard. the representative of Allah Ta'ala's will and wish and guidance and mercy on earth. This is who we are. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Look at the azmat. Who would be Khalifatullah of the earth? That mu'min, the person who has iman, amal, ikhlas, who's salih, who's taqwa. He's a sign, representative, ambassador of Allah Ta'ala on earth. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine that responsibility? That you ambassador. Every single person in this ummah has that responsibility. Whether you realize it or not, whether you accept it or not, whether you live up to it or not, every single mu'min is the ambassador of Allah Ta'ala on earth. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Who? Ambassador means who will introduce others to Allah Ta'ala. Who will tell others about Allah Ta'ala. Who will attract others to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Who will help others fall in love with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Who will help others to have fear of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. Allahu Akbar. This is the state of Adam alayhi salam and Bani Adam. This is the state of Adam alayhi salam and Bani Adam. So this is also a nisbat, the connection that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gave us with him. But this happens when a person has azim haya, azim taqwa, is strong in their iman, then they can truly be an ambassador of Allah Ta'ala on earth. And if we don't have that fear of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, we don't have that fear of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Another problem we have is that instead of viewing Allah Ta'ala and Deen as azim, we view our aql and what our aql understands and what our aql doesn't understand as azim. So you ask a boy, tell me about the black hole. So he doesn't really understand what a black hole is. So because he doesn't understand it, it's something, must be azim. But oh, that's some like amazing, incredible, wondrous, miraculous thing. Black hole ke bare mein mante. Wo aapki samajh, aapke idraak mein na aa saka, uski azmat din mein aaye. Aur wo zaat-e-bari taala, jiska husn, jiski zaat, jiski hakikat, kisi ke dil sadr mein idraak nahi ho sakta, unki azmat kyun nahi dil mein aati? The most amazing, wondrous being is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why don't we have the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart? Why don't we have the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart? Science also. Science is azim. Science is not azim. Science is a tool. Science is like a screwdriver. Maybe a very sophisticated screwdriver, computerized screwdriver. It's a tool. Science is a tool of discovery, a tool of invention, a tool of progress. It's a tool. It's a tool. You can make it invent and design and fabricate and manufacture an AC. You can discover how to fly, manufacture a plane. Science is a tool. Science is a tool. And aql is so in love with science. I remember Imam Ghazali Matali gave a beautiful example. Which it baffles science, although science has an answer to this. And somebody asked Imam Ghazali Ramtali that how long is Akhirah? Like they couldn't understand. Math also says the same thing, that infinity is a concept that the human mind cannot grasp, because the human mind is finite. We can't understand what infinity is. So they just make this quickly and they have certain ways of dealing with it in math. But they know, okay, like infinity over infinity equals 1, and anything else over infinity equals 0. Beyond that, they don't have much to say about it. Yeah, beyond that, they don't have much to say about it. But that's already what we know. Infinite Jannah and infinite Jahannam is the same thing. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا abada. And the dunya, however long you live compared to infinity, it's 0. We already knew that. Itna hame bhi aata hai math. So somebody asked Imam Ghazali Ramtali that how long will be Akhirah? Then he gave an example. He said, okay, imagine that there is a small bird, sparrow, chiriya, and it takes a seed of grain in its mouth, and it then flies for 100 years. 100 years. 100 years it flies, and it takes a seed of grain in the mouth, and 100 years it flies, and then it puts the seed of grain on the ground. And then it goes and takes another seed of grain, and then another flies in it, then it puts another seed of grain in the ground. So eventually, the earth will be full with seeds of grain up till the sky. And he said that Akhirah is even longer than that. Ab ek chiriya apne chonch چونچ ایک چڑیا اپنے چونچ میں ایک دانہ لے اور 100 سال اڑتا جائے اور 100 سال بعد وہ دانہ زمین پر رکھ لیں, پھر 100 سال بعد ایک اور دانہ رکھ لیں, 100 سال بعد ایک اور دانہ رکھ لیں. If you freeze weather conditions, spatial geology will tell you, ایک وقت آئے گا کہ واقعی دنیا کے وہ پہاڑ بن جائیں گے, وہ پہاڑ بنتے جائیں گے, بنتے جائیں گے, بنتے جائیں گے, آسمان تک پہنچ جا سکتا ہے, پہنچ تو سکتا ہے, سائنسی طور پر پہنچ تو سکتا ہے. اب وہ سائنس دانوں کتنے سال لگ جائیں گے, کیونکہ نہیں یہ تو ہمارے سمجھ میں نہیں آ سکتا کتنے سال لگیں گے. نہیں کہتے کہ دانا کی میجرمنٹ میں آپ کو دیتا ہوں اور چونچ کی بھی میجرمنٹ آپ کو دیتا ہوں. آپ لوگ کہتے ہیں آپ نے اس روئی زمین کو بھی ناپا ہے اور آپ لوگ کہتے ہیں کہ اتنے 1000 feet 40,000 feet پر کلاؤڈ شروع جاتے ہیں, تو میں سارے میتھ آپ کو دینا, آپ میتھ حساب کر کے مجھے دو. کہتے ہیں یہ انفینٹی. بس صرف دنیا کی بات ہے, میں نے سولر سسٹم کو نہ چھیڑا, میں نے ملکی وے گیلیکسی کو نہ چھیڑا, میں نے یونیورس کو نہیں چھیڑا, ایک بس ایک پلانٹ کی بات کر رہا ہوں. انفینٹی انفینٹی اللہ اکبر, اٹس سچ اے بگ نمبر, دے ول ٹریٹ اٹ ایز انفینٹی. That's where the limit of x as it approaches infinity, but choro, just make it infinity. That's what they teach you in calculus. Yeah, the number is getting so big, it's getting near infinity, just treat it as infinity. So then, it can't even understand that finite, because technically it will be a finite period. The finite size of the seed, the earth is finite, the distribution of the earth and the atmosphere is finite, everything is finite. But when you combine these finite variables, it's such a big number that human beings can't process it. So then imagine Akhirah. Huh? Imagine Akhirah. Hmm? Imagine what Allah Ta'ala has made in Akhirah. This is also part of the Azmat of Allah Ta'ala. Azmat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Azmat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala made all of Jannah, all the levels of Jannah, all the diamond, ruby, marble palaces of Jannah, all of the creatures, creations of Jannah. Samajh gaye? All of the creatures and creations of Jannah, every single aspect and jalak of their beauty, Allah Ta'ala made all of that in one instant. Kun fayakun. The creative power of Allah Ta'ala, the designing power of Allah Ta'ala, the master architect planner Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, He just said kun fayakun and it came into being and has enough risk in it to last insan forever. All the fruit lasts forever, all the water forever, everything forever. Allah Ta'ala in one amr of kun created a jahan. Jannat is greater than the entire known physical universe to scientists. Jannat is greater than that and has everlasting bounties and provisions in it. Allah Ta'ala created all of that by saying kun. The structure of Jannah, the symmetry of Jannah, the strata of Jannah, the physics of Jannah, all of that was created in a kun. And it's all more amazing than everything in the physical universe. Allahu Akbar. Azmat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Azmat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. What an incredible Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that He could create all of that with just one kun fayakun. Kun fayakun. Be and it became into existence. Be and it became into existence. Now if you stand in front of an Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala like that on the Day of Judgment, and you show up with sin, and we show up with sins that we didn't make tawbah from, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala like that, because He also made Jahannam with His kun. He made a fire in it that's greater than the size of the universe. He made a fire in it that burns hotter than any known fire in the universe. Hotter than the core of the sun. Forget your chula. Hotter than the core of the sun. And the sun is not even the hottest type of star out there. The fire of Jahannam is hotter than the core of the hottest star yet known and discovered by scientists. It's an amount of heat that they would never be able to measure. It's a degree of heat that they can never even fathom and imagine. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Imagine? Allahu Akbar Kabira. Even you take like the lava of a volcano, we think that that's so much, person will just melt in that. You imagine the sun, you'll say person would melt instantly. And then it comes across, Allah will remake their jild, remake their body. They will melt, remade, burnt, remade. Allahu Akbar Kabira, Allahumma ajinna minan nar, Allahumma na'udhu bika minan nar. Ajib. Azmat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The might of a being is also measured by their might of punishment. It's also called azabun azim. Azabun azim. that azabun azim also comes in Quran. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Ajran azima, that's also in Quran for Jannah. Jannat is azim, Jahannam is azim, because the maker of them is azim, Allahul Azim. It's big, think on the big scale. People try to convince you to leave your deen and think on the big scale about dunya. Oh, think on the real big scale. The real big scale is called akhirah. The real big scale is called our deen. Allahu Akbar Kabira. This is the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, then the love that comes, that such an azim Allah ta'ala made such an azim jannah for me. This way we should feel, for little old me, for small little finite me, for naqis physical me, for short-lived, short-life, short-tempered me. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Allah ta'ala, that being of all wonder and perfection, put all of His creative wonders and perfections into Jannah. And He created all of that. وَأَنْدَلَهُمْ وَأَنْدَلَهُمْ. It's been prepared and being set and being adorned for the believers. It's being prepared and set and adorned for eons and eons and a millennium for the believers. So what is it then that we had to do? We had to have the azmat of the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The azmat of Allah ta'ala's command is because of the azmat of Allah ta'ala Himself. Ye Allah ta'ala ka jo hukum hai, wo isliye azim hai, kyunki hukum dene wale azim hai. Hukum dene wale azim hai. Humne us hukum dene wale ko azim samajhna chhod diya, isliye hukum ki azmat nahi hai. Ye ho hi nahi sakta ki kisi ke dil mein Allah ta'ala ki azmat ho, aur Allah ka hukum ki azmat na ho. Ye nahi ho sakta. حکم کی عظمت نہیں ہے یہ لازم سمجھیں کہ اللہ تعالیٰ کی عظمت ختم ہوگی. There's no way a person can view that Allah Ta'ala is majestic and great, but they take His command lightly. If we take His command lightly, it's because we took Him lightly. Allah Ta'ala said, مَا قَدْرَ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. They will not do qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way He was supposed to have been in qadr of. This is what was happening to us. This is the failure to do azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the failure to do the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the way we must respond to this is ibadat and ita'at. Ibadat and ita'at. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Ibadat. مَنْ يُتِئِ اللَّهَ. Ita'at. To worship Allah ta'ala, to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We worship Him because He's azim, and we obey Him because He's azim. Somebody asked you the question, why do you worship Allah? We worship Him because He's azim. Why do you obey Allah? Why do you do these things? Why do you follow Sharia? Because He's azim. Because of His might and power and splendor. This is why we do it. That's it. If the person doesn't know about Allah ta'ala being azim, they won't understand. They won't be able to understand. That's another effort of da'wah, to make them appreciate the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even all of the creation knows about the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of creation. It's only insan that has been given a choice. Insan and jinn who have been given a choice. Otherwise, all of creation knows about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they come to Allah. Allah ta'ala mentions that the sama and the ardh, they come to Him willingly, or they come to Him unwillingly. And ta'an or karahan, they come to Him obediently. That's from idat, or they come to Him with karahat. It's the same way will be with us. You will either follow deen with ita'at, or you will follow deen with karahat. Either you will happily, truly submit and obey and follow deen, lovingly, fearfully, longingly for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, or you will follow it with karahat. That you don't really want to do it, you have to force yourself to do it. Or you will stop following it. You will leave it. You will break the teachings of deen. And if we break the teachings of deen, it means we violated the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We violated the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah SWT said in Quran, Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ilallahi, wallahu wal ghaniyul hamid. That all people, each and every one of you is faqir, muhtaj of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is part of Allah's azmat, that we view ourselves as faqir, that we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala, He's ghani, He has no need for us whatsoever. No need for us whatsoever. And Hamid, He's still all praiseworthy. All of His praise is not because He needs us. He doesn't need the praise. He is all praiseworthy because He let us be needy of Him. All praise lies to Allah Ta'ala who let us be faqir and needy of Him. Allahu Akbar Kabira. To feel that need for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. To feel that desire for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. This is why Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught in the topic also for tonight, inshallah, in dua. That you make dua to Allah Ta'ala all the time. Even if your shoelace breaks. Why was the Prophet teaching us that? So you should feel you need Allah Ta'ala. Even if outwardly, apparently you can fulfill your need yourself by tying the shoelace again or buying a new shoelace. Bazaar, aap apne hajat khud pura kar rahe hain. Because Allah Ta'ala chahta hai ki mera muhtaj hokar apne hajat ko pura kar. You should feel needy. Be needy. Express your need. Imagine to make dua for everything even when the shoelace snaps. Why? Antumul fuqara'u ilallah. That you are fakir, muhtaj of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You always need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aap maang kar chalein. Maang maang kar chalein. Hum sochte hain kar chalenge. Hum karenge to chalenge. Hum apni mehnat par zor. Allah kehte hain apni hajat par zor. Apne muhtaji par zor. Allahu Akbar kabira. So we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is part of the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, we will skip this a little bit, but there's one other story, which is how much in Quran Allah Ta'ala made the Anbiya also feel His azmat. I just mentioned to you briefly the azmat of Allah Ta'ala on the Anbiya. Of Nabi Adam alayhi salam, he wanted to stay in Jannah. Allah Ta'ala is azim. He wanted to go to earth. Abu Adam alayhi salam to go to earth. Nuh alayhi salam wanted that his son should be saved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is azim. He did not save his son. Allah ta'ala's wish prevailed. Wallahu ghalibun ala amrihi. Wallahu ghalibun ala amrihi. On Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, he loved his son Ismail alayhi salam. Allah ta'ala said, you have to be willing to sacrifice him. Allah ta'ala's azmat. Allahu Akbar. He's a Nabi. He loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He broke the idols. He resisted Nimrud. He established Tawheed. And he had a son. Allah blessed him with a son. And he loved his son, which is natural and human and fatherly to do. That's azmat. Allah's azmat must be more. Your love for son is looking a little azim. Allah, only Allah should be azim. Oh Ibrahim, take knife to your Ismail. Allahu Akbar Kabira. The anbiya, anbiya ki jo tarbiyat ki gayi, ki anbiya ke dil mein Allah ki azmat ke ilawa koi aur cheez, kisi cheez ki adna se azmat na ho. Aise Allah Ta'ala ne tarbiyat farmayi. Aise tarbiyat farmayi. Means in English that Allah Ta'ala wanted that the anbiya in their heart should have only and only azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As soon as anything became azim to them, for some it was their spouse, like Lut alayhi salam's wife, some of their son, Nuh alayhi salam's son, some was the love for the son, Nabi alayhi salam's happiness that I have a son to help me. Oh, you need Allah Ta'ala to help you. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Such strong training Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did of the anbiya. Such strong training Allah Ta'ala did of the anbiya. And even there, ayat in Quran about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even Allah Ta'ala does. We did it for you. Someone to ayat came in the door of tafsir earlier. Oh, sometimes Allah Ta'ala uses very strong tone. Very strong tone with Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Quran. azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the final frontier of Allah ta'ala's azmat. Because there's no more beloved to Allah ta'ala than Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's no greater lover to Allah ta'ala than Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala kept his azmat. Allah ta'ala kept his azmat. So for us, what does it mean? So one way we can end and understand is by giving you some basic stories. So sometimes we tell the boys these stories from Mawlana Rum Rahimahullah Ta'ala's Masnavi, his great Persian long epic poem, you can call. So in that he talks about a person who is called Ayaz. And Ayaz was the Khadim. Oh, Khadim Ikhas, attendant of the king Harun al-Rashid. And Ayaz, he had the azmat of the king in his heart. Because actually the purpose of the story is that Allah Ta'ala is our real king. He's the Malik. And we are Allah Ta'ala's abd. We are his slave. The Mawlana Rum mentions a story about a world, real life, world, king and slave. So we understand how much azmat a slave should have for their king. So the way the story goes is that when Ayaz, he came, and he came to do the service of Mawlana, of Harun al-Rashid, Harun al-Rashid asked Ayaz, okay, what can you do? What skills have you brought? He said, I'll do whatever you tell me to. I can and will do whatever you tell me to do. That's my skill. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Meaning my skill is ita'at. My skill is I brought ita'at. That's what I'm here for. Ita'at, I obey. You say I will do. Whatever you say, I will do it. Allahu Akbar. He said, okay, what's your name? He says, whatever you call me, that's my name. He said, what will you wear? So whatever dress you give me, that will be my dress. So what will you eat? What you give me to eat will be my food. Allahu Akbar. Any pure taslim, pure subservience, pure submission. This is where abd should be with their malik. That's how we were supposed to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I know sometimes the youth, you like to ask questions. And we take your questions, no problem. And I don't want you to think, oh, after what I'm about to say, you won't write the questions. I'm just letting you know. In your heart also, you should sometimes think. Do I really need to question? Do I really need to ask every question about deen? Do I really need every answer about deen? Isn't it enough for me that he is my Allah? Isn't that enough? Are we like that with a professor? You ask him, okay, why did you choose this textbook? Okay, why are you reading this chapter first? Why that one second? Why is there a quiz today? Why not the next day? Why is the final exam multiple choice or essay format? Professor will say, but at the end of the day, he may give you some justifications in the first chapter. He says, I'm your professor, that's what. Bas, jobo. That's it, right? It doesn't mean I want you, don't get me wrong, I'm not upset. I want you to ask me the questions. It's important that if you genuinely have a question, you genuinely need the answer. But I ask you to ask yourself a question also though. Right? That is it, can I, could it not be sufficient for me that Allah Ta'ala is my Rabb and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my Prophet? Couldn't just that be enough for me to believe and practice and follow anything in deen? That could also be a way of life. That's how it was for Ayaz. That's how it was. But it's enough. He said, Harun al-Rashid, you're my master, I'm your slave. That's it. There's no further discussion, there's no further analysis, there's no further justification, there's no further understanding. Why? Because that's how a person will feel when there's azmat. That's how a person will feel when there's azmat. If you view the being to be azim, you will view everything they say to be azim. You will view them to be ahkam al-hakimin. You will view them to be al-alim. So the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just, and I wanted to say this more, but we spent most of the time explaining how believing and feeling the azmat of Allah ta'ala helps a person stay away from sin, but it's not just that. It also makes our iman stronger. It gives us yaqeen. It gives us yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we recognize and truly understand that Allah and Allah alone is al-azim. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put His azmat in our heart, that He grant us the yaqeen that comes through His azmat. He grant us that ubudiyah that comes through His azmat. And may He remove all the other azmats of the dunya, of wealth, of beauty, of fame, of ourselves, any other false rival azmat that may have come into our heart. Wa akhir da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Today, before we make dua, we're going to engage in a short few moments of zikr. In the zikr, we're simply going to sit and reflect on the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one aspect of the azamat of Allah Ta'ala is His beautiful name Allah, which is called Al-Ismul A'zam. Al-Ismul A'zam. The most azim name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is Allah, Ism Jalala. So we will reflect on this name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, as Allah Ta'ala told us in Quran, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ تَذَرُّعًا وَخِيفًا, that make zikr of your Rabb in longing, yearning, خِيفَةً, silently, secretly, fearfully. So we're going to make that niyat. وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ, inside yourself. And another place Allah Ta'ala said in Quran, وَذْكُرْ إِسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا, that make the zikr of the name of your Rabb, the name of our Rabb is Allah, وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا, and turn away from everything and focus exclusively on His name. So to help us focus, we will close our eyes to forget everything in the world. Close your mind to remove all of your thoughts. It's not meditation. Meditation means to forget the world and connect to yourself. This is zikr. Zikr means forget the world and forget yourself and remember only Allah. So we close our mind, close our eyes, try to forget everything in the world. Make niyat that Ya Rabb, You are Al-Azim, You are Al-A'la, You are Al-Akbar, and now I only want to remember You. I want Your Azma to take over all of my feeling, all of my heart, all of my mind, all of my thinking, and to focus my heart on Your remembrance. I'm focusing my heart on the silent zikr of Your name, as if my spiritual heart, the heart of my ruh, my qalb, is silently making zikr Allah, Allah, Allah.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Make dua, Subhana Rabbi Ala Muhammad, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam takfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Ya Allahu al-Azim, Ya Allahu Akbar, Ya Allahu al-A'la, Ya Allahu al-Jabbar, Ya Allahu al-Qahhar. Ya Rabbi Kareem, humare gunahon ko maaf farma, rehmat ka mamla farma. Ya Rabbi Kareem, waqai tu bahut azim zaat hai, tere Quran bhi azim hai, tere farman bhi azim hai, tere pyare Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam azim khulq wale the. Ya Rabbi Kareem, aapke deen bhi azim hai, shariat azim hai. Ya Rabbi Kareem, humare is gunah سے معاف فرما کہ ہمارے دل میں ان چیزوں کی عظمت کم ہو گئی تھی, دل میں ان چیزوں کی عظمت نکل چکی تھی. یا رب کریم, مہربانی کر لیجئے, دین کو ہمارے دل میں اعلیٰ بنا دیجئے, دین کو اعظم بنا دیجئے. یا رب کریم, شریعت کو اعظم بنا دیجئے, سنت کو اعظم بنا دیجئے, اپنی ذات یا صفات. یا رب کریم, ہم ہر لحاظ سے آپ کو عظیم مانگتے ہیں. یا رب کریم, مہربانی کر لیجئے, ہمیں اس زبانی اقرار کی حقیقت نصیب فرما, اس زبانی دعویٰ کے دلی حقیقت نصیب فرما. یا رب کریم, آپ کے حکم کی عظمت ہماری پہچان نصیب فرما. یا رب کریم, آپ کا ہر ہر حکم, ہر فرمان, قرآن کریم کی ہر آیت, نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی ہر ایک ایک سنت اور حدیث پر عمل کی توفیق عطا فرما. اب اسی کو عظیم سمجھیں گے, اسی کو بڑا سمجھیں گے. یا رب کریم, آپ اب تک جو غلطیاں کٹائیں ہم سے ہوئیں ان کو معاف فرما دیجئے. ہم اپنے رجحان کو بڑے سمجھ رہے تھے, اپنے ملان کو بڑے سمجھ رہے تھے, اپنے مزاج کو بڑے سمجھ رہے تھے. اب یا رب کریم, ہم آپ ہی آپ کو مانیں گے, آپ کا مزاج کو مانیں گے, آپ کا رنگ اپنانا چاہتے ہیں. سبقت اللہ والا رنگ ہمیں عطا فرما دیجئے. یا رب کریم, آپ کے کتنے مخلوق آپ کے اتنے تابع ہیں. آپ کریم, ہم بھی آپ کے تابع بننا چاہتے ہیں. ہمیں اپنے تابع دار, فرما بردار, مطیع مخلوق میں سے بنا دیجئے, اپنے غلاموں میں سے بنا دیجئے, اپنے ماننے والوں میں سے بنا دیجئے. یا رب کریم, آج تک جب بھی ہم نے آپ کو حکم توڑا, آپ کی عظمت کے رب کریم ہم داغ بن کر رہنے, آپ کے حکم کی عظمت توڑا. یا رب کریم, معاف کر دیجئے, درگزر کر دیجئے. ہمارے دلوں میں خشیت عطا فرما, خوف عطا فرما. یا رب کریم, ہمیں حقیقی ڈر نہ نصیب فرما, حقیقی کانپنا نصیب فرما. یا رب کریم, ہم بے خوف بے ڈر ہو کر گناہ جو کر پھرتے ہیں, یا رب کریم, اسے توبہ نصیب فرما, ہماری توبہ کو قبول
فرما. آئندہ یا رب کریم نہ جانے بھی گناہ نہ ہونے دینا, جان کر بھی گناہ نہ ہونے دینا, ارادتاً اختیاری طور پر گناہ سے محفوظ فرما, غیر اختیاری گناہ کرنے سے محفوظ فرما, ہر وقت اپنی عظمت کو مد نظر رکھنا نصیب فرما, ہمارے دل کو خوف خشیت کا عالم نصیب فرما. یا رب کریم پہلے بھی بہت موقع گزرے ہماری زندگی میں کہ ہمیں ڈرنا چاہیے تھا نہ ڈر سکے, کانپنا چاہیے تھا نہ کانپ سکے, رونا چاہیے تھا نہ رو سکے. یا رب کریم معاف کر دیجئے ان تمام لمحات کو, نیکی کے لمحات میں تبدیل فرما, تقوی کے لمحات میں تبدیل فرما, خشیت والے لمحات میں تبدیل فرما. یا رب کریم ہم آپ کی خشیت بھی چاہتے ہیں, آپ کی محبت بھی چاہتے ہیں, آپ کی محبوبیت بھی چاہتے ہیں. یا رب کریم تینوں کا تینوں نصیب فرما, ہمیں حقیقی معنی میں متقین صالحین بنا. یا رب کریم تقوی کی دولت عطا فرما, تقوی کی حقیقت نصیب فرما, تقوی کی پوشاک ہم پر پہنا. یا رب کریم کب تک ہم غیر متقی رہیں گے, کب تک غیر صالح رہیں گے؟ یا رب کریم کرم کر لیجئے, ہمارے نام کو فساق فاسقین کے فہرست سے نکال کر صالحین متقین میں ڈال دیجئے, ذاکرین صادقین میں ڈال دیجئے, صدیقین اوابین توابین میں ڈال دیجئے. یا رب کریم جس کے دل میں جو بھی نیک تمنا ہے سب کے نیک مرادوں کو پورا فرما, سب کو یا رب کریم رحمت کا معاملہ فرما. یا رب کریم اس ماہ رمضان میں اپنا قرب عطا فرما, ماہ رمضان میں تقوی عطا فرما, ماہ رمضان ختم ہونے سے پہلے یا رب کریم ہمیں اپنی زندگی کے مقصد میں کامیابی نصیب فرما. یا رب کریم ہمیں اچھے وقت میں اچھے فیصلہ کرنے نصیب فرما, ہر قسم کی دھوکر غرور سے بچا, ہمیں ہمیشہ راہ راست بنا. یا رب کریم کبھی بھی ہمیں گمراہ نہ ہونے دینا, کبھی راستے سے بھٹکنے والے میں سے نہ ہونا, ہمیں صراط مستقیم کے ساتھ نصیب فرما, صراط مستقیم پر چلنے والے بنا. یا رب کریم تو ہمارا اصل مقصود ہے, ہمارا مراد ہے. یا رب کریم ہمیں اپنے مقصود مراد کی رضا نصیب فرما, ہمیں اپنے مقصود مراد کے قرب عطا فرما. یا رب کریم ہمیں کبھی بھی بے سہارا نہ فرما, بے سایہ نہ فرما. یا رب کریم اپنی رحمت کرم فضل سے ہماری ان دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم, وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم, وصلى الله تعالى على حبيبه سيدنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.